But he left us with a way to escape. He left us with the way to come out of it when we missed it. And growing up, and to see the faster you grow up, the less you'll be missing it. And the reason why it takes, the reason why some people miss it so much, because they fail to want to grow up. They want to stay immature, unlearned, undisciplined. I ain't gonna read the Bible. Flesh said, Matlock is on tonight. Rather than spend an hour in the Bible, spend an hour with Matlock. I didn't say you couldn't watch Matlock, but you just need to know how to keep the flesh under. You know, you can watch some of the things I just don't watch because they ain't fit to watch. You can watch some stuff and still be in the spirit. But when he called you to come aside, come away, I want to be with you, spend some time with you. That's when you have to have that maturity about you and that love for God that you push the button or get up and walk out and go on to another place. And say, Lord, I want to spend some time with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what happened? Enacted for evil. That we might no longer be slaves to sin. See, you what you've been freed from, it's just like I keep getting my dates mixed up. Whether 18 or 17 when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, it says that slavery in this nation was illegal. Signed it, so you can't practice that anymore, right? But they kept on doing it just like nothing had been signed. Until somebody starts saying, what? If I'm free, I want my rights. You know how that, you know they fought and tried to keep you from having your rights as a citizen of the United States of America, a nation that said one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Don't you know there was a civil war fought trying to keep you from having that right? Do you know that? But what happened? You still got your rights as a citizen, right? Can't you vote? Huh? No. But before that was signed, you were not treated as a person, as a citizen who had a right to vote. Well, don't you know Satan is still trying to fight you and keep you from having your rights? And this right was bought with blood. Huh? Don't you know he still opposes you? He tried to make you feel this way. He used all this kind of stuff to make you, to say you this and you that, and you don't qualify and you this, and when God had qualified you once and for all. But you get in that reading your covenant, you find out what rights you have. But if you watch a Matlock, he won't tell you. He won't. But this word will tell you. Am I talking to anybody tonight? Hallelujah. So, I'm a new creature. I'm a new self. Say, I'm a new self. I'm a new self. Therefore, if any man be where in Christ, he is what? A new creature, a new self. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How many things? How many things? Did you hear what it said? all things. Well, why did Satan keep trying to, when you follow the flesh, he'll keep trying to lead you back into the old thing? Lying, cheating, stealing, unbelief, not trusting God, not believing God, not yielding to God. He'll keep trying to lead you back. But I've been delivered from that. That old man that practices that is gone. He doesn't exist. But he keep trying to lead you back there. How did he try to get you back there? Through your spirit? No, through your flesh. Try to keep your mind unrenewed, ignorant, unlearned. So you don't know. And you know what? You can't do what you don't know. How many of you fly a plane tonight and fly me to New York? I need to go. Which one of y'all going to do it? I ain't going to trust you either. I'm not. Why? Because you don't know. But I can trust you to drive me to the house as far as I trust you. No, I'm just joking. But I trust you to drive me to the house. Why? Because you know how to drive. Some of you do. Y'all loosen up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In this new life with him, I am everything he is. In this new life with him, I'm everything he is. Or else I couldn't be his son or daughter. If I'm not who he is, I am not his son, and you're not his son or daughter. Or we couldn't be his offspring. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. That's why the world respond to us. So don't think it's strange when the world respond to you when you walk by faith. Now you act religious, they'll respond to that because they see a bunch of religious folks. But when you start walking in the healing power, the miracle working power, faith and grace and mercy, goodness and kindness, they don't know that. They think you're supposed to be stealing, cheating. That's why you have people that call themselves ministers of God and they take the advantage of people. God has stopped that because he won't let folk get away with that. See, I have no right to get up and manipulate you about money and stuff. I have the right to preach the truth so you can respond to the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? See, if I get up and manipulate you with money so I can gain it for myself, that's selfish. And God won't let me continue to practice that. If I don't judge myself in error, he will judge me. It has been done, and he will do it. He will not let you people get away with stuff like that. His people's too dear to him. He loved them too much. Are you listening to me?